Hello, lovely. Welcome to Wardrobe Whispers, where I, Beek, your style mentor, will help you create a wardrobe that is oozing your personality. Today, we're going to diagnose the symptoms of a dysfunctional wardrobe, and I'm going to offer you some quick and easy solutions. The first symptom is feeling like you have nothing to wear. While looking at a closet full of clothes, you might recognize this. I probably have said this also a few times. This is a very common symptom, and it's because your wardrobe is not aligned with how you live your life. And you're also not aware of what you're happy with wearing. So those two things are just not present enough in your wardrobe, or cluttered with stuff that is not in line. So generally the clothes or the wardrobe is not in tune with who you are, and this leads to morning frustration. You might even have the famous chair in the room with this pile of clothes on top, basically a frustration pile. This could be solved by prepping your outfit the evening before. I would even suggest to make that two or three outfits the night before and make them a little bit different from each other, just so you still have the sense that you choose in the morning, but you don't have to choose from a whole wardrobe full of choices that don't align. I hope that helps. The second symptom is struggling with mixing and matching. This can be a real puzzle for some, if not many. I think this is also one of the most heard issues I hear from clients. And unfortunately, I cannot come with a one-fits-all solution because we're all too unique. I would love that my answer would just be, oh, you need one little black dress, so you need one big shirt, a button-down shirt. But that's unfortunately not how it works. So I want you to start with the piece you love so much, but you always combine it in the same way. You're absolutely bored with what you're doing, but it works, so you're doing it. So when you have that piece on or the set on, I want you to describe the feeling. So for example, you feel casual or you feel feminine, put together, it's very officey, or give it the labels you feel appropriate. And then I actually want to get you out of that labeling, because those labels are just invisible, but they're still very ingrained in our brains. So what I really want you to do is make it more versatile. So try to combine the set in an opposite way. So if you, for example, always combine it for work, how would that top look like, or what would that top look like with a very casual denim shorts? Or the other way around, if you wear your work trousers and wear it with the casual printed t-shirt, how will that work and how will that make you feel, and when can you wear that? This will start a different way of thinking and will probably lead to more opportunities in your wardrobe with the clothes you already have. Ready for symptom number three? This is about feeling the need to update your entire wardrobe when something in your life changes. So let me just make one thing really clear. Your wardrobe changes with you. As your life and your body changes, so does your wardrobe. This is normal. You don't have to start from scratch. The bottom line is, whatever happens to your life or to your body, it's still you. So that doesn't change much. So the first thing I want you to consider about this life change or body change, is it permanent or is it temporary? So it could be a seasonal change or a size change. And maybe with that size change, you know it's going to be temporary, or you know you want to work on it. It doesn't matter what the answer is. Just know what the answer is. And the second question is, have you changed, or has the way you live life changed? For example, maybe you've always been a stay-at-home mom, but now you're going to work 5 days a week. This requires a different balance in your wardrobe, because otherwise you would be probably more outside with the kids, doing groceries. Now you're going to work, probably going to commute. So it just needs a different balance. It doesn't mean you need a whole new wardrobe. It's about adding a few more items and maybe deleting some other items from being at home so much. It is not about buying a whole new lot. Make sure everything you see is something you can wear now to reduce guilt or frustration. So even if you know you're going to change size, but not within the next few months, take some of those smaller sizes or bigger sizes clothes out, just so you don't feel the guilt of, oh shit, I should have done something about it and I haven't done anything today. Take them out. You don't need that extra portion of guilt towards yourself. And make gradual changes. So try to make 5 outfits that work for now, for all the different portions in your life, and slowly build on those, also using the previous tip to mix and match. Moving on to symptom number 4. You keep buying more clothes, and it turns out it doesn't solve the problem. So it's not satisfying. So first of all, shopping aimlessly that doesn't solve the problem is a symptom. This is not the cause. So the bottom line is your wardrobe is not working for you. And this is the problem. The problem is your wardrobe is not working for you. You're trying to fix it with buying more without really knowing what you need, which will only make it worse. Plus, it adds guilt and buyer's remorse and all of that. So now pause. First, you need to start to realize what it really is that you're missing. So take assessment of what you are wearing daily and what is good and bad about it. Maybe there were some things you wished there were different. Maybe it's a fit, a fabric, or a color. And start updating those items, the items that already work. If you really want to buy something better. Maybe you always wear a certain top, but you wish the neckline was a little bit lower. Go find it. And when you found it, save it. Save it first and pause again. Make a screenshot, make a folder on your phone, use Pinterest. Think about it for a day or a week and then buy it. This is mindful shopping and this is mindful updating your wardrobe. And slowly you will get out of that cycle of buying more clothes. Symptom number 5, and also the last one, feeling bored with your wardrobe. This is also what I hear a lot. And the reason why you are bored is because you are always wearing the same thing. And it misses some pizzazz. It misses that extra that can add on here and there. But it also misses versatility. So for some women, it means that their wardrobe is all black, but they want to add color. So where to start? Now, if your wardrobe is all black, I would not recommend to suddenly buy rainbow colors. Colors could also mean a muted color of some sort, which is a safer step from wearing all black than instead wearing red with green and blue. All right, so don't go suddenly to the other side of the spectrum. Just slowly start building it. It doesn't have to happen overnight. So probably some of the previous tips could also help you feel less bored. But another way of adding some new energy to your wardrobe is start looking around. And normally I would never advise to look at others, but when you do it in a mindful way, it will make sense. So look at a famous person you adore for her style or a movie character. And what do you love about it? Is it the color, the fit, the style, her hair? And create a mood board. You can make an actual mood board by cutting, but probably takes some time to find the right images. Or you can just create it on Pinterest. What I really like about Pinterest is because when you create a mood board, you basically give information to Pinterest and they will suggest similar images. So then you can get out of that person and you can just go through the suggestions and add those as well to your mood board, which makes it more personal, in my opinion. And make some notes of what you would really like to have. And maybe it's just a feeling. Maybe it's also more about a certain attitude. Well, that's something you cannot buy. But that attitude is probably confidence. And confidence comes from the inside out. And confidence wearing the right clothes is something you will learn slowly, step by step. Maybe you also see some outfits on the mood board that you would do better. Which is great, because that means you made progress. If you see a certain outfit where you think, yeah, that's great, but I would combine it with a pair of jeans and in an ankle cut. Do it. This is your wardrobe. And this is where you start shopping mindfully and start adding stuff that really matters to your wardrobe. So these were the five most common remarks I get for a dysfunctional wardrobe. You have learned to prep your clothes the night before to get rid of morning frustration, to get creative with mix and matching, to assess how to find balance back in your wardrobe, to start shopping mindfully, and to make a mood board based on style inspiration. Thank you for joining today's quick style lesson on Wardrobe Whispers. If you need some extra help in creating your confident closet, there are several ways I can help you. I have online courses or an exclusive one-on-one. And I hope today's episode was valuable for you. Hit that subscribe button for more bite-sized wardrobe wisdom. You can leave a review and share your favorite tip. It helps others to discover my show. And I think everyone should feel confident in their clothes. So please help me. Follow me on Instagram at Bikaleidoscope. I will put that in the show notes. And tune in next time with inspiration to revitalize your wardrobe. Until then, stay confident in your style journey.